I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
What we want to do is say, let's have a plan. And if our goal is to pray with our children every night, and we pray with them four times this week, that's four times more than if we had no intentionality at all. And so to just kind of change our lenses and throw away the parenting report card and instead just ask the question, God, what are you asking of me as a parent in being the key disciple maker in my child's life?
So what does God ask us as parents? What are those things that we should be doing based on what he says in Scripture?
I would just look right back at the life of Christ and how he discipled those who were following him. What did he do? And so looking at these eight just different practical things, starting with prayer and Bible study and mentoring and church community and rest, I think what he's asked us to do, first of all, what he did, certainly, was to model the behavior. I mean, here is the Savior of the world who made the time to sneak away and spend time with his Father in prayer. He modeled that for us. He showed us that that was valuable, that here he is healing and working miracles and teaching transformational truths. And so I put that back in my own life and go, okay, what is it that I'm too busy doing, that my schedule's so full of, that I can't get away, that Jesus, you know, put a hold on miracles to go be with his Father and to pray. So as we look at each one of these steps, I think our first question as parents is, how am I modeling this? Because kids are so smart. It's not about what we say, it's about how we live. And we don't have to do it perfectly. One of the things we can model for them is humility and admitting our faults, but that they can see that we're intentional in implementing these practices first in our lives. And then the second part of that is then training them. You know, Jesus didn't just pray. He said, okay, disciples, here is how you should pray. Let me give you some practical life teaching on what that should look like. And I could liken that training piece to a story about my son when he was 16. He bought his own car, and he got a ticket on his car in our driveway about a year after he'd had his car. And he was so dumbfounded. He comes in and he's like, I don't understand this. And his tags had expired. And we modeled very well getting our cars registered every year. But when that piece of mail came for him, I just threw it on his dresser and didn't explain it to him, didn't explain him that you have to register your vehicle and every year you have to get new tags and put them on. And so that was an example of good modeling but poor training. And, you know, we as parents may be getting up early and praying, but it's before our kids wake up. Or maybe we're really in the Word at our Bible study while our kids are away at school. So we have to take that extra step beyond modeling to then being intentional about how we train.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.